Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message is The Bible Power. Numbers chapter 10. Reading verses 35 and 36. And it came to pass, when the ark was set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel. Amen. Moses, the servant of the Lord, spoke these words when the ark, which the word of God was in, set forward to move. He said, Rise up, Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. You know, he is the Lord. Who? The word of God. And let they that hate thee flee before thee, because he is the Lord, the Master. And when he returned, he said again, Return, O Lord, to your rest, to the thousands of Israel, many thousands of Israel. So what is he saying to us? That Moses, who is the servant of the Lord, knew whom the Lord is. That the power of their victory is the Lord. That is the Lord that brought them out of Egypt with power. Now this Lord, Moses says that he is the word. The word that he gave to them. The word that he commanded, which he promised Abraham. That he's going to give them the Lord. Whom every knee shall bow to. Every tongue will confess that he is Lord. That he is the master over situation, over creation, which he created. So he says, those who hate you will flee. Any obstacle, any problem on the way. Nothing else was inside that ark except the Holy Bible. Let's see that in 1 Kings chapter 8, reading verse 9. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone which Moses put there at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. Nothing else was inside that ark except the Holy Bible. Moses says of him, Rise up, Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Those who hate thee, let them give way. The Bible power. You will see the activity of this power, this word of God. Go to Joshua chapter 3 and see whom Moses is speaking of and what he did. Joshua chapter 3 and reading from verse 14 and we'll read to verse 17. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of the harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zarethan. And those that came down towards the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, fade, and were cut off. And the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Amen. It says, as soon as the priest that bear or carry the ark on his shoulder, their feet touched the water of Jordan, then immediately the water parted. The highway was made dry ground that the Israelites, that whole multitude, walked through on dry ground through River Jordan. That the one on the left stood up, the one on the right stood up and gave way very far. It was enough for the people to walk through. And that this River Jordan was divided by the Bible power. Jordan was an obstacle on the way, on his way. He was moving, going to the land he promised Abraham. And there was an obstacle on the way. And so God is saying to us that the Word of God is all powerful, full of power. Does he need assistance from anybody? No. He didn't need the people. The people only benefited from the activity of the power, the Bible power. So we are called to enjoy this power. That's why he said to us that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. This begotten Son of God is the Holy Bible. And then say, anyone that believes on him will not perish. He shall have everlasting life. That is having power to give you everlasting life. And so he says that the River Jordan was parted. And the psalmist put it very beautifully. Psalm 114. We read from verse 1. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou was driven back? Ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs, tremble thou, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Amen. Amen. He says that, oh, Jordan, why are you running? He's running because the Lord is on his way. He gave way to the king. King Jesus, the Bible King. He says that this power is in him. In who? In the Word of God. And then they gave way. The Jordan ran away. And so he's saying to us that he is calling us to give us power. That's why he told the disciples, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. What power? His word. He wants us to receive his word as that almighty power that would defeat anything. And how does it happen? He says he's standing at the door of our hearts so that the truth of this Bible will enter us. That is not ordinary. That the word of God is not ordinary. The word of God is that power that created in the beginning. That he spoke, it was done. Now he says that he wants us to inherit this blessing, to become partakers, a beneficiary of this divine power. That through the word of God, we partake of this awesome power of God. We partake of this fullness of God. Why God is God? Why he's not bothered? The reason is because he has power. He's full of power. And so he said he's calling us to give us power. And that power is himself, the word of God. Now, he said, once he entered you, power has entered you. And now, that's why he's calling. Remember his servants, Elijah, so that we see this power and what God promised. If we go to 2 Kings chapter 2 and see a demonstration of this power. 2 Kings chapter 2. Now, reading verse 1, And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. So the Lord was going to take Elijah away. Now he said Elisha went with him. Look at verse 6. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went. They were going. Now in verse 7 we say, and 15 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view afar off. And they two stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that they two went over on dry ground, the same river Jordan. But this time the ark is not there. But the spirit of the ark is upon Elijah, the spirit of the scriptures. As he said, all his prophets, every prophet of the scripture had the spirit of the scripture, that the spirit of Christ was in them, testifying of these things we read. So because the spirit of the ark, the spirit of the scriptures were upon this man, Elijah, being a prophet of the Lord, he says he smote River Jordan. River Jordan parted before a man. He is now the living ark, that is the word of God in a human being. And they went on dry ground, just as the whole multitude passed through the same river on dry ground when the ark went. What is God saying to us? He said, my son, my daughter, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. I want to come in. And that is the covenant he says he's going to do with us in this New Testament. He's going to put the spirit of the scriptures in our hearts, in our mind, in us, which is Christ in you. That Christ was in Elijah the prophet, the spirit of the scriptures. And then the river parted, they went on dry ground. What a mystery. Look at it in verse 9. And it came to pass, when we were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. So let the double portion of your spirit be upon me. Which spirit? The spirit of the scriptures. The spirit of the scriptures that was upon him. In verse 10, and he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went and talked, and that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel, the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. That it was the spirit of the scripture that took him into heaven. And so Elisha then cried, my father, my father, I need the spirit. And because he saw him, he received, as the man of God said to him. He saw the activity of the Spirit. If you see the activity of the Spirit of the Scriptures, you will receive the Spirit, as the Lord has said. In verse 13, he took also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had smitten the waters, they parted hither, thither, and Elisha went over as well. Fantastic. And then in verse 15, and when the sons of the prophet which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Amen. That's why he says, at his name every knee shall bow. who are they bound to the spirit of the scriptures upon Elisha. That spirit was on Elijah. Now Elijah has been taken away. The spirit came upon Elisha because he saw it, he received. He now find out that is the spirit of the scripture that is in operation. The spirit of the word of God. There is nothing the word of God cannot do. That the word of God had parted River Jordan when the ark, the priests were carrying, and the feet, their feet touched the water, parted the water. Say now, this time around, you are the temple of that word. That we are the house, the spiritual house that God wants to dwell in. We are the house of the word of God. Through the spirit, not through ink. Through the spirit. That is why the apostle says we are able ministers of the New Testament. Not of ordinary letters that are written with ink, but written by the spirit. What spirit? The spirit of the scriptures. That it is the spirit God promised that he's going to give us his word through the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is the spirit of the scriptures. Now he says, if the spirit of the scripture comes upon you, you will receive power. That it is the spirit of the scripture Elisha received, and then he had power. Then the water parted for him. That it is not by might, it's not by power, it's but by my spirit. When you know when they crossed River Jordan in the days of Joshua, they have succeeded. They saw the action of the ark. But suddenly they saw the Jericho wall in front of them. They could not go forward. Another obstacle on their way to the promised land. And then Joshua didn't know what to do. And then the captain came to him. The captain of the Lord's army came to him and told him what to do. Carry the same ark. Go around that wall once every day. On the seventh day, go around seven times. Then they shout. Let them give a shout. The Lord God will go up with a shout, with the sound of the trumpet. The spirit will push that wall down. And so it was. And the wall of Jericho fell down by the ark. And so he's saying to us that this is the Bible power. Where does that power want to be? He wants to reside in you. And that's why he's seeking. He said, let me in. Seek you first, the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added unto you. That is the right way. He said, do you want to succeed? We want to have victory. He said, let the word of God enter you. Through letters? No, through the spirit. That when the spirit of the scripture comes, as it was now upon Elisha, then the river also parted from him. Is the same River Jordan. And that's what Jesus said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me. He is that man that opened the River Jordan for Joshua. Is that man, Jesus, that brought down the walls of Jericho for Joshua. He is that man that opened the sea, the River Jordan for Elijah. His name is Jesus. He is that spirit. And that's why he said, this man said that if you love me, continue my word. That if you continue in this scripture, you are my disciples indeed. He is not a natural man. He is the man of the scriptures. He says, when you continue in me, I will give you my spirit. And then when you receive my spirit, you will have power. You will understand what I'm saying. Then you become witnesses unto me, saith the man of the scriptures. And that this man of the scripture was made flesh. He came to River Jordan to be baptized of John. And John said, I need to be baptized of you. You are the one that baptized all. And I should baptize you. He says, suffer it to be so now. It's so that we fulfill all righteousness. The time is coming that they will be baptized of the Holy Ghost. And that he came to show us what we need to do. That we all need the spirit of the scriptures. That we are built upon this foundation of receiving the spirit of the scriptures. Without that, we cannot obey God. We can't do the will of God. You want to be holy? He's in the Holy Spirit. You want to be righteous? He's in him. You want power? He's in him. That's why he said to them, wait. It's not for you to know the times and the season. The Father has reserved in his power. But what is going to happen to you? When you receive my spirit, you will have power. That the Holy Spirit is the Bible power. That all scriptures came by the Holy Spirit. Now he says, if you hold on to me, I will pray the Father. He will give you the comforter. That it is the spirit of the scripture that is the power of God. And so we preach Christ so that people will receive his spirit. All spirit are not of God. It is this spirit that River Jordan runs for. Any barrier must open. He is that spirit, Jesus himself. And so he's saying to us that he is calling us. He wants us to know him. Because if we don't know him, we cannot receive his spirit. If we know that this word of God, this Bible is power. He said, truly I'm full of power. Then, only then can we turn our hearts in repentance towards him. See, repentance towards God and faith in Christ. Faith in Christ. He cannot lie. The scripture cannot lie. He says, if you believe in me, who says so? The scriptures. He says, you will receive my spirit. And now he said, when you receive his spirit, you become witnesses to him. You will see what will be happening in your life. And that God will open doors for you. Things will be changing, said he. He can make the barren conceive. He said, when the spirit comes, he told Zechariah. Zechariah said, how is Elizabeth going to conceive? He said, don't doubt the spirit. Don't doubt the word of God. That the word of God can make a barren conceive. The word of God can make the cripple to walk. Say, Jesus. He said, let me in first. Not just ordinary talk. He said, we should not be in vain words. We should do what he says. That if you continue in this scripture, in this perfect love, liberty, you are doing correctly. Because he is that spirit. Until he is formed in us. Who is doing that formation? The spirit himself. He said, once you are approved, then he will see you with the Holy Spirit of promise. Therefore, that is what the Father promised. So that the days are coming. That it's not only Elijah or Elisha. He says that he's going to pour the spirit upon sons and daughters. So many. And then they will be bearing witness unto him. He wants to turn us to his children. That as many as receive his spirit, to them he gives power to become the sons of God. That it was the spirit of the scripture that was in the man Christ Jesus. And he went about doing good, healing all that was sick, Apostle Peter says. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. If Jesus would wait for the Holy Ghost to come upon him before he could preach. If Jesus would wait for the Holy Ghost to come upon him before he goes about. Then who are we? We need the power. That is why he says wait. Are we going to wait by folding hand? No. He said we should wait on the Lord. We should continue in the scriptures, what it says. That if you continue in the scriptures, you are doing well. And if you keep on, then the Father will be pleased with you. In Luke 11, concerning what he wants us to do. Luke 11, reading from verse 9. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Amen. He say, ask for the Holy Spirit. What spirit? The spirit of the scriptures. Seek for the spirit of the scriptures. Knock for the spirit of the scriptures. How do you do that? In the scriptures. In these holy scriptures. That is your Father's good pleasure to give you the Holy Spirit. That God wants to give us the Holy Spirit, his spirit. That then we can now enjoy all the fullness of God, all the blessing. That's what Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. What does it mean? Seek ye first the Holy Spirit. That is the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added unto you. That's why do you behave like the Gentiles? Why are you going about worrying yourself? No, all you need is my spirit, God says. That is the kingdom of God. It's not in meat and drinks. is in the Holy Ghost. He says, the kingdom of God is in righteousness, peace, and joy. Where is it? In the Holy Ghost. Where is the righteousness? In the Holy Ghost. Where is the peace? In the Holy Ghost. Where is the joy? In the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Spirit. He says, you ask for it. My peace I leave with you, he said. My peace I give unto you. Not as the word giveth, do I give. This one is of the Spirit. And then he says that, what do you need to do? Ask. Long for it, as people look for money. He says, seek for the Holy Spirit. And then you will receive it. For God cannot lie. Now he said to us, don't be deceived. For whatsoever a man give himself to, that's what he's going to reap. That if we give ourselves to material, this material preaching and the prosperity, he said that's what they will reap. But if you give yourself to the word of God, you say you receive the benefit of the word of God. Amen. That the benefit of the word of God is the Holy Spirit. You will receive his spirit. That, and this spirit can give you eternal life. Look at it in Romans chapter 8. He will give you eternal life, Romans chapter 8. He said to that fool, that one who said he's prospered, that you are dying this night, and then he perished. Now he said we shouldn't go that way. We should go the way of the word of God. And then we have an inheritance secured in the heavens, eternal, can never pass away. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That's why it says, it's not all those who said, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of God. It is those that do the will of my Father. That the Spirit of God is the Spirit of Christ. Is the Spirit of the Scriptures. It's not another spirit. So when you hear that they have different spirits, it does not work that way. God is one. That Spirit of God is the Spirit of Christ, which is the Spirit of the Holy Scriptures. It says, if anyone doesn't have the Spirit of the Scriptures, it does not belong to God. So he said, if anyone is not found having this spirit, which is the living book, where you hear of the book of life, it is the spirit of the scripture that is the book of life. Now, he says, if anyone doesn't have the spirit of the scripture, it does not belong to God. That's why he said, it will be a castaway. Whosoever is not found written in this book of life, who doesn't have the life of it, the life of the Bible. The life of the Bible is the spirit. It's in the spirit that forever, oh Lord, that word is settled in heaven. That river Jordan didn't open by itself. It was opened by the spirit. The walls of Jericho didn't fall down by themselves. It was brought down by the spirit. Who? The spirit of the scripture. Now he said he is not wanting to dwell in act made with man's hand. He wants to enter us through the spirit. Through the spirit, that it was because of hardened heart. That's why the word was written in stone tablets, to show the condition of our heart, of the human heart, that we have hardened our heart. We have zipped it. Now he said, open your heart. That if you open your heart, you respond to the scriptures, then the spirit of the scriptures would come into you. And then you become sons and daughters of God. See verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Don't you see that is the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead? Spirit of who? Spirit of the scriptures. Now we say if the same spirit of the scriptures dwells in you, it will do the same thing for you. That's why it says we are heirs of God. Heirs of God through what? Through the Spirit. Joint heir with Christ. And then this Spirit, which he has given to us, cry unto his Spirit, Abba Father. We are born of him. Born of who? Born of the Word of God. Born by the Holy Spirit of the Bible. Then we cry, Abba Father. We are not confused. Every one of us, we know him from the least to the greatest, that the Bible is that power. Where is the power? It's in him. How do we receive that power? He said, wait on me. Continue in my word. Don't go away. Whoever look into this perfect law of liberty and turn away is a forgetful hearer. He cannot be blessed. He has departed. Those who were waiting, only those who were waiting, the Spirit came upon. The 120 of them. So he said, you should wait. Don't walk away. Those who walk away from the scriptures cannot receive his Spirit. Those who are looking for God in the sky, they will wait and be tired. He's not going to jump out from the sky. Those who are looking for the word of God to come from some mountain is never going to come from the mountain. The word of God is in the Holy Bible. And this Bible alone. You want to receive the Spirit of the word of God? He said, continue in the scriptures. It will come. That when the sky is full, the rain will fall. He says, when you continue in this word, the Spirit will enter you. Say here the word of God. He said, when he enter you, you will see power. And things will be open. Say here the Lord God of the Bible. That is talking of the Bible power that the days are coming. That they will experience the Bible power on earth. How is it going to happen? He said he will take this one spirit of the Bible and put it on his sons and daughters. And then they will prophesy him. As it is in heaven, so shall it be on earth. That when the angels who have his spirit prophesy, the devil was cast out. When those who have the spirit on earth prophesy, evil will cast out. They will overcome. They will overcome. By themselves? No. Did they overcome Jericho by themselves? No. They overcame through shouting. The shout today is to testify of Jesus Christ. To speak of him. Say, don't keep quiet. That if you believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess him with your mouth, that's how we shout. The gospel of Jesus is the shout. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For he is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. So we preach the word. Why do we preach the word? So that people will receive his spirit. They will first know that it is the spirit of the Bible God is talking of. Any other spirit is fake. Counterfeit. Don't believe that. The word of God is that Christ. His spirit is the Holy Spirit. How do we receive it? Is it continuing me? And if you do so, you will arrive. You will succeed. And that the God of the Bible wants to give us his kingdom. And that kingdom is the Holy Spirit, which he came to preach. Jesus preached it. He says, I will not do this. I won't drink this wine again with you until I do it new in my Father's kingdom. How do we do it today? We drink the Spirit. He said he was speaking of the Spirit. This drink is in the Spirit. Peter said, we are drunk not with alcohol from you buy from the shop. No, we drunk with the Spirit of the Scriptures. As the Spirit says, that out of your belly will be flowing out rivers of living water. God is calling us to this living way. To this way, Moses says, rise up, Lord, let your enemies be scattered. That the days are coming. That you will see that which God said, if you do what he says, you will see a performance of what has spoken. What the scripture has said in your life. And so he's preaching him to us so that we will believe. When we believe, Peter says, we repent and turn to him, then you receive the gift. That's how to receive the gift. When he preached the Bible to them, they said, brethren, what must we do? Say, repent. That's all. And all of you be baptized. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's for you and for your children. It's freely given. Please, don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let the devil make you empty. He says, some will come to him on that day empty. The 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. That 5 knew that you needed the spirit of the scriptures. It's not just enough to be quoting the Bible. You need the spirit of the scriptures. 5 were of themselves. Empty. Born again in the flesh. That is not what he's saying. Say, born again to God. Through what? Through the spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh. Spirit to spirit. It is this spirit he's talking of. And that when you are born of this spirit, then you belong to Christ. Anyone that is not born of this spirit of the Bible, say, does it belong to him? And how will he know? He says, they don't know whom he is. They don't know that the word is that Lord Jesus. The word of God is Jesus Christ. And they will come and say, did we not do this in your name? Do many wonderful things in your name? But he says, that is not the will of the Father. That this is the covenant he says is going to have with us after those days. That he will take away the stony hearts in us and give us a heart of flesh. He said, I will put my spirit within you. I will clean you, not with water. I clean you by the word. Say, we are cleansed by the words he has spoken unto us. Clean us from idolatry. Clean us from every faded doctrine. And then we take to the word of God. Say he washes the church with this water by the word. He cleans us from every other belief.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.